Blog Talk Radio.
I got my eyes on you. Everything that I see, I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, 'cause you're a good boy and you know it. You act so different around me. 'Cause you're a good boy and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do things alone. Just hold on, we're going home. You're the one, keeps you safe.
Located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Yeah, with that said, this is another edition, September 10th of 2023, Public Poetry. I'm Raz from La Cosa Nostra Radio, And if you want to check up on these blog shows, you can find this on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever podcasts are available on the web. And here to commence our festivities, I'd like to welcome my co-host, Boo.
Hey.
Boo.
Can you hear me? Hey.
How you
doing,
dog?
You know what I just realized? I got to get that out of the beginning where we thank Kevin and the crew. Like, I got to take that out of there. Why didn't I notice that before?
Yeah,
that's a no.
We could just insinuate you mean someone like my bloody Valentine, like Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work out in the long run, really.
Exactly. You got two callers, my friend.
Yeah, we have Rack on the line. Rack.
Where? What? Who? Hello.
Ow. So. Ow. And ow.
How?
Hey, Rack. And how? Yeah, it's 1920s Jang for any other situation. It was just end and begin, you know, discussions to say, and how.
You remember the movie F, the TV series F Troop from back in the day? The Indians were called the Hikawi Indians because, you know, we're the Hikawi.
The indigenous people. Yeah. On Nick and Knight. Digital hologram is its own little breed. We also have a different caller in the studio. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Francine. How are you?
Hey, Francine. So happy
Francine.
To see you.
Francine. Long time no listen.
Hey, where you been?
How's everybody?
Good. Happy to see you. I was wondering. I know you weren't feeling well, so I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I'm doing better. Thank you. How is everybody?
You know, I wasn't going to stop stalking you until you showed up anyway.
I know. I figured I better come or boom, I come and, you know, beat me up or something.
I'm going to fly to Jersey and get you over here. That's funny.
We
like having you around, so.
Yes,
you're
I'm
a keeper.
Here. I'm here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
Be straight from the Jersey Shores, South Shores.
Yep.
Yeah, what did they say? Laundry tan and something else? Gym tan and something else. That's their three things. Forgot what it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah, gym tan and GTF or something like that. And that's not down the fuck, but it's familiar, similar. But gym tan. Oh, I forgot what the other thing was, but I'll
see it. I think you were right. Gym tan laundry.
Yeah, that's it. Gym tan laundry. Yep. Things that matter in life.
What does it matter?
Everyone has their promo.
Originally, I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, you are? Brooklyn in the house?
Yeah.
Hey, forget about it.
Brooklyn Zoo in the house. Old Dirty Beach.
Oh, friends, you want to start us off? You haven't been here in a while?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, boo.
Did you want to start since we haven't seen you in a bit? I'm going to get on the plate once.
I'm not ready yet. I got to figure out what I'm
ready. Okay, we can start with some good. I just thought, you know, since you were here.
Okay,
you go ahead, Raz. What do you want to do? Sorry. Okay, I was going to see if you guys wanted to play some trivia during the while we're here.
Well,
since, you know,
I
we don't really have
much. We could go into our little loops here with what we have in the studio. Why don't we listen to a bit of Anonymous?
382
also,
words. So much better off. I've reduced the formula in minuscule molecules of fractions ever fragmented errors truncate and aerate the landscape of my dismal reflection and narration. Can we claim our so-called deliverance together? How much is fact? How much is fancied? Now, is this where we're to make our stand? The ground shimmies just as much as we are all shaken up, all likened to freedom, but at what cost? Questions we pontificate, in our total obliteration, cosmos cradled in crying eyes, giving into the giving in of never asking why. But still, I reach for voices on deep, the echoing steep, of another's only wish, to fulfill honest kindness, beauty and love even when, I'm in need. We all sympathize also what for the well-to-do, for the utterly poor. The dollars spent at the grocery store can tell nothing but the truth. All weather either way today, we are all rather thirsty for more money. Or hungry, homeless and or hopeless, and continuing to die this way. Left bankrupt on it all, the sham, of the shimmy of the show, I'm tired of exiting stage left when life's just a tired old hag of a show. I wasn't made cast by false image idols, to chase and adorn. I was made for great beautiful fleeting bliss, but life is just sensational porn. I yank, I yawp, I tug, I pull, nothing I can do gets me off for long. No, as this remains, our imbalanced desire for more and my hate all unwarranted only leaves me just as frustrated as when I came into this world. The so-called Bible is just another book. If there is no conviction convicting everyone to read this with an honest mind and with an open heart and with some ever willful and willing feet, all moving towards everything or person in need. And so all for any of us to know, this is all how this goes, but why should this ever have to be this way today, or to remain this way? Together we champion anything, alone we get to pass on this way, and all rather sadly. So, just why then exactly, can't we all begin again, and try to work together? I believe that we'll all be so much better off, for this effort, with Albatross Adams 382 words above. Copyright sign 2 days ago, anonymously known.
Yeah, that was anonymous. I heard plenty of positive messages here in this piece of his, where you have an overall subtraction and dividing of society in all of its parts and how it fits in with a greater plan. And as you see for yourself, there are all types of people. But I would say in general, no one really seeks out to harm their neighbor. And you find, even on a Sunday night, the most quietest in areas of peace. Thank you, Anonymous. Rack, what would you like to say about this piece?
It hits home. You know, I'd say he talks about society in a way that just... it's very relatable, and I know he just read it, but yeah, I don't have it in front of me to be able to quote a lot of the relevant verses. That very, very touching and very poignant. You know, I like what he does. He talks about when he came into the world, and there was a couple other things that he said that were really cool. It was just a very lovely piece.
Yes, as usual, enlightenment right there from Anonymous on how we all have our society, but at the same time, there's that undercurrent vibe of the spiritual note. And Francine, would you like to comment on this piece by the poet?
Yes, I would. I think I felt like it was a little bit of his life philosophy, like how he thinks life is, was, should be. Probably like Rack said, without having the words in front of me to re-quote anything, but was very interesting. I enjoyed it. I thought that it was the way he looks at life and the way he looks at people and situations, and also that, you know, from the time he was born, he mentioned, with a confusion. At least I think that's what he said. And sometimes if he feels like it's still that way, and I can relate to that, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Great. And I like to thank Anonymous for existing the replay for all he's doing on our former site, holding the group down there while we're trying to expand where you can find us, LCN. Boo. Last comment is on you for his piece.
I think he's saying, you're you're saying you're reading the Bible. You say you read the Bible. You say you're good people, decent people. But really, are you? Because you're not treating each other as such, like you're all claiming to be. And do you even really know the Bible? You know what I mean? You're just skimming through it. It's just another book. To a lot of people, it is just a book. It doesn't really mean much. To a lot of people, it does, of course. I don't want to get hate letters. You know, so wake up. And what happened to, like, she's saying the basic simple things like, kind gestures, kind words, like none of that, all that's free, none of that's going to kill you. So basically, in my opinion, he's saying you might want to go back and reread the Bible because a lot of you haven't got it, and I agree.
I saw that line there, right? Wait, Francine, you were saying?
I said I think that's a good take on part of what he was saying. What Boo just said.
Yeah, because you're sort of saying, like, oh, you know, first of all, I went 12 years Catholic school, okay? I wish that I could be one of those people that you could just quote lines from the Bible, verses from the Bible. I'm always fascinated with people that can do that, you know, and then they can make it in the context that fits with what they're talking about. It's just awesome, in my opinion. I wish that, you know, I knew it that great. I don't. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, so I think that's really, really, really cool. I don't know what you guys think about it, but I always wish I could do it.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
You know, I know the basic, you know, the one everybody else knows, but, like, to be able to pull it and make it relevant in the conversation and word, like, know it, use it technically, that's just, I don't know. I think it's kind of hot.
It's the gift of the preacher and the believer, to quote script and verse.
But even the devil can quote the scripture to his own needs.
Yes, I've heard of that rumor. That's been going back since the 1900s. Folk stories. No
the
one
devil
really
started,
knows the devil.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He started it. The devil started out as an angel, and then he was cast out to rule hell.
Yeah.
We know Lucifer, but no. You see, you're talking about different supernatural entities by either Satan, Lucifer, or the devil. If you look at it a little bit closely, what's said about them, there's differences in the stories.
Yeah, the whole thing, there's a difference everywhere, every part of the Bible. How many times has it been rewritten, you know, so who knows. But the devil exists because I've seen him.
Yeah,
the devil is
so.
Just look at your paycheck.
I know where he lives.
No, but yeah, the devil wasn't really Lucifer, right, when you had your experience with him, Boo?
Yeah, he's pretty much up there with Lucifer, I have to say, for sure. But that's a whole other story. No, I honestly, people that are that evil.
Yeah, that's like our slash hashtag that's not on the pod, paranormal.
Exactly.
I think it's a different blog, Boo. Yeah. So, Francine, are you ready yet?
Yeah. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, the floor is yours, ma'am.
Okay, I don't know if I ever read this online before, but I'm going to read it tonight. It happens to be one of my favorite poems, and it was written a long time ago, and it's called You Want a Piece of Me. Did you get it? Because I did put it up.
Oh, I love it. No, we're just listening because we're not allowed on the site. But we're just listening, so we're listening attentively.
Okay. You want a piece of me?
I'm working on that, don't worry.
Okay, good. You want a piece of me? What do you want? Tell me what it is and it's yours. You want a piece of me? Take it. It ain't doing me no good. I can't help myself. I fall apart. Who gives a damn? You want a piece of me? Maybe you want my ears. Know what they hear? Stop being weak. You can do better than this. It's your own fault anyway. People saying, think of yourself before anyone else. Make sense of it. Learn to say no. Your brain is breaking down. Get it together, girl. You want a piece of me? Tell me what it is. The screwed up mind? It's shot. Can't think anymore. Muddled, befuddled, betwixt and between. Go up or down. Think it through. Think what? You want a piece of me? You want this soul? It's sore, but that's not a body part. That's spiritual, right? Still, it's a piece of me, isn't it? It's been through the war. You want a piece of me? You want this tongue? It just wants to scream, to curse, to yell at anyone. Don't you get it? This isn't me. Who are you looking for anyway? I even yell at me. You want a piece of me? What do you want, my eyes? You could have them. They're no use to me. I don't see happiness, consolation, peace. I see nothing. You want a piece of me? How about my nose? It smells shit. You won't like how it smells. Shit piled high, getting higher. And you know how shit is. Slippery, stinky, undesirous to the nose. You can never rise to the top of it. You can just fall into it. You want a piece of me? What do you want? This brain? My intelligence? What's that? It's all a game. People play you. They use and abuse you. They give you love. Ha! Wait and see what happens then. They die. You die. Your emotions die. But the joke's on you. You're still here. So what now? You want a piece of me? Make it perfectly clear. Which piece do you want? It's not for sale. I'll give it to you. You figure it out. You'll get as crazy as me, no doubt. You want a piece of me? So which piece do you want? Each is a disaster. You have answers? Yeah, right. Why should I care? For what? Go figure. End poem.
Yeah, I knew that you would was like fantastic. And yeah, I see someone who finds some kind of social intimidation, but realizes that it's rather pointless. And the counter defense of the poet is that they have done worse to themselves in their head than anyone can with critical and offensive language, which is often very much true, on not taking it there with a rhetoric. Thank you very much on this lesson of manners and formalities, Francine. Rack,
you're welcome.
Would you like to share on how you feel about this piece?
Francine, you did read it once before, and I had something funny to say the first time, and I don't remember what it was, so you get a whole new, brand new comment. No, it's still excellent. I mean, this is one of those pieces where each time you read it, you get a little bit of a different angle, a different attitude about it. But you know, the attitude is what comes through. You know, you put yourself out there, and you're like, you know, take me as I am is basically what you're saying, and you know, okay then.
What was that? Sound like a fucking dinosaur. Jesus.
Hey, where's? So yeah, I mean, it's a great piece. You know, you put yourself out there, and for what it's worth, you know, I am what I am, and you don't like it, move on.
Right. That's about what I was saying.
It's a very poetic, like, go for it. What are you doing, Raz? Are you getting arrested or something?
No.
Okay. So, anyway, I was going to say, it's a very poetic, like, go fuck yourself. Because, you know what, you've already taken every piece that I've already got. I ain't got anything left to give, you greedy bastards. And even if I did, you'd still take the last fucking piece I had, you know, so which part do you want, because it's going to be pretty much useless, and I love anybody use the word befuddled, I just love that word, it's just a cute word, so, love it, you know, it's like, you keep saying, like, what piece do you want, you know, I'm all good, you know, you're like, I'm used up, everyone's already taken it, picked my feathers, plucked through it, taken everything that's left, so feel free, you know, I could give a shit less, and that shit piles high, you know, And you know, people don't really care. They just keep picking until you're depleted, and then they want more, but they don't want to do shit for you. right?
Right.
So, you know, and finally at some point you have to learn the word no, which it sounds like you're mentioning in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, you seem like a very nice person. I don't know if people take advantage or they try to, you know, because you're too nice, but
try.
You know how to put
yeah.
your foot down right, by now. Because you got to learn that shit. I was like that before, too. I always said yes, and everyone upset nobody.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck, that's awesome.
Learn how to say no. Yep.
And then
everyone wants something.
People are there for you, that's for sure. So that's when your real friends are. So, yeah, I like this. I like the wording. I like the way you read it. I like all of it. And the way you read it's sort of like aloof, like I could care less.
Yeah.
Which makes
yeah,
like it even more. Like you're like, live with me, live without me. I'm still going to keep going on. So whatever. Yeah, I like this friend scene. Very. I like the quirkiness of it and the attitude you had when you read it. So, and it probably took you a while to get to this point, right? Where you were like, fuck you. I don't even need your bullshit no more. Right?
Very true.
Yeah, yeah. I got the same situation happening right now as we speak. My dad's really sick, okay? He's in the hospital. My sister is a bitch, and she's not even his healthcare person, but she's acting. She told the nurses not to tell me anything and not to let me in the hospital. She tried to, anyways. So, she has something, not really much to do with your poem, but a little bit. But, you know, she's just so full of shit. So anyway, I went down there yesterday, and I'm like, I have his healthcare director's paper. I went off. I got thrown out of the hospital. I was like, I don't even care. I mean, now think about this. What kind of nurse says to you when you call? She says this to my sister. He's making his own decision. So who says that? Nobody says that. You know what I'm saying? She's coerced and brainwashed. And you don't just say, hey, he's making his own decision. Like, you know, that's not something you say right away. Right? So anyway, I had it out with the administrator and all shit. So tomorrow I'm going to be going down there with my lawyer. But anyway, I was going somewhere with this point. I forgot what it was. But
if you want to go,
you know, everybody wants to be over until, you know, and even your own
yeah.
sister. I said, you got me flopped
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I've been there.
She changed his will. She changed it. Like she's a slimy, sneaky snake. So Lord only knows what she's up to, but I had a point somewhere in this story. Help me out, right?
Of course, it's your father.
Yeah, but people aren't really there for you when they say they're going to be in for your own family will do that? Shit. People, strangers and all that, that's no big deal to them, you know? How is that? Has that made any sense at all?
I think it is a big deal.
I'm putting down.
Family should be using the force of the police against other members. That's just not really morally wholesome.
You keep me out. I said, I dare you, bitch. You don't own the hospital. Hate to tell you, I'm coming anyway, so your ass better be out of the way or I'm going to beat your ass right in the hospital. I don't care. So, you know, she's such a liar. The nurse is like, she told me not to tell you anything. I go, first of all, she's the liar. I'm the one that's health care director. I'm the nurse. She's lying, sex shit. Well, she told me she categorized you guys as I forgot what they call that. I should know this. When the family is difficult, basically, you know, inner family problems, something like that, you know. So it's basically a volatile situation, in other words. And then so I go in there and I go like this. I go. Dad, are you really condoning this shit or what? Because he has, like, encephalitis. I probably shouldn't tell this person, but let's just say he's screwed up, okay? And so he's not thinking straight. He's confused. Lord only knows what she's doing. And I look at him, I'm like, Dad, are you really going to let this go down? I'm the one going to take care of you. I'm the one. She didn't do shit when Mom died because she didn't. And he was looking at me like he was so fucking confused. And I'm like, this right here shows what a dirtbag you are. Because now you're taking advantage of somebody who is confused, obviously. He's hit his blood alcohol is 4 times the legal amount because that's all he does is drink since my mom died. So now he's got alcohol poisoning. They put him in an induced coma, which she doesn't know shit about. He needs to be detoxed, you know. But anyway, he's just looking at me like this blank stare, like he doesn't even know what's going on. And I'm like, you are the biggest piece of shit, you slime bag. Come in here, try to fix this shit while he's in the hospital. I'll be back tomorrow with my attorney, the papers, and all this other shit. And then so anyway, that was that. And then I said, and then I left. That's that story, if anyone cares.
Yeah,
yes,
it's terrible what's going on with.
He's
going
to lose, trust me.
People, losing all of their senses. The family's not what comes first. I'm sorry to hear the story.
Family, my whole life. This is gonna go in here and start changing shit too, and all this paperwork and all this stuff. They already, it's just a dirtbag. But tomorrow she's in for it, and I can't wait for it. I live for this shit.
Unreal.
I live for this. I live for this. I was just thinking about.
I was thinking next. I would play. I was gonna play somebody.
New heavyweight. Yeah.
What's that?
I was gonna play. We haven't played in a while, so I thought, I just thought of him off the top of my head. So I love him. I don't know if he's even, around or whatever, but I'm going to play some of his right now. Let's see. Let me pick something. Oh, that's a good one. No, maybe I'll do that one next. Okay, I'll go with this one.
The shadows. The dream returns to me each night. Frightened, running with all my might. The dark, the legs awful aching. Such terror, my body shaking. And distant drums are banging. I see but long, dreadful shadows. The shape of a distant gallows. And from the beam there is hanging a body twisting and shaking. And the drums continue banging. Soon I sense myself standing neath the gallows' putrid landing. I hear the hangman's cruel breathing, and a woman sadly grieving. And the drums bang louder now. Through a knothole I am peeking, for an answer I am seeking. What reason has this dire vision of a hangman's deadly mission, and the drums bang more and more. At last I see the grim victim who suffers the ultimatum. A muffled scream I then emit, 'tis I upon the hangman's spit, and the drums now bang no more. A detective slowly enters, gazing at a ghastly figure hanging from a ceiling pipe, and cold and stiff and devoid of life. Strange, he notes, how the shadows on the wall combine to make a gallows. 'Twould be, he thought, a gruesome sight when you lie in bed each night. He walks away and wonders why a man would choose that way to die. And then the pipes that above him hang expand from heat and begin to bang, and the drums will bang forevermore.
Forevermore.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I remember that line off of Poe and the Raven. But with the banging of the drums here, I'm hearing like an eerie effect of what happens when you accidentally run into the dead. And Hades. Yeah, I remember that when I was around 20. I started hearing the drum beats, and they sound, you know, like the lower levels of hell pretty much trying to break into reality. So this does occur, and I know this show's not on the paranormal, but I would list that if you started hearing those drums banging from the netherworld to be a kind of altered state experience. From my own liking or reckoning. And Rack, would you like to tackle on this with the goal?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a telltale heart feel to it. It makes me think of when you could hear your heart beating in your ears, your blood. It's haunting in that sense. He did a great job evoking that feeling.
I love Lee.
Lee, what about you, Francine?
You know what it made me think of? Back in Brooklyn, we had those steam radiators.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When the heat went in the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the heat went in the pipes, it made a real loud bang. And when he was talking about something with pipes and drums or something, it just reminded me back to that. And I think that the imagery was really great. You know, how he was able to sort of paint it with his words. It was really cool. I liked it a lot.
Yes, there's definitely much of an expressive adverb in all of these verses. It's kind of a canvas piece. I would agree with you there. And Boo, that takes our interpretation over to you, ma'am, please.
Okay, sir. No, this is the creepiest I've ever heard him sound. This is perfect. Like, man, I don't know how old this one is. I should have been on that one, but what a great read. I mean, man, he's come a long way, too. I remember how he used to be so nervous and so shy. I don't even know if he's still around. I haven't seen him in a while. I hope that he is. Oh, let me get the phone real quick. He was having a hard time hooking up. Hello? Rappa?
Hola, como esta?
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Good. That was really spooky,
Hola,
really scary.
Hola, esta?
Nice read, nice rightly. Yeah, miss you. I think you're awesome all the time. What a nice guy, all around sweetheart, too. Yeah. Is he still around? Anybody know her? Guess not.
Well, I'm not even there. I can't see that. And Rack's blind, so.
Yeah, no, well, I thought Rack maybe heard him or something, but maybe he doesn't come around. He goes, you know, he comes and goes and stuff like that. But I know he's going through. Anyway, good job there, Mr. Lee. Hope you're okay. What now, Rack?
You're from Miss Zap.
Hey, Zappa, thanks for coming.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
how
are
you doing,
bro?
Living the dream. I didn't want to work today. I ended up having to work today. It was just like, oh, man. It kind of foo-barred my whole day, man. the one day, you know. The one day. Anyways.
Yeah.
They always throw it at you when you need that vacation time. Or the one day of rest.
Think of it like this. Zap, what's better than no job?
Oh, God, definitely, definitely. I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm actually retired. But if I stop working, I don't even want to think about it, man.
Can only imagine. You probably go, I can't imagine that either. I would have to work. That would go nuts. Yeah, nuh-uh. Got to stay busy. How many times have you retired?
Twice, actually. Three times, actually. Two businesses and people used to ask, what do you do for a living? I would say, I was a fleet manager for years, you know. I'm a babysitter. Good times.
that's funny as hell. If you have that, like, on a national level, I'm the national level babysitter. I'll come to any state and babysit your child. Just give me the money.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever heard this before, Zappa, maybe not. But since you said that, I don't know where else you have. You're probably going to be bored with this quickie story. But my boss put a sign on the front of his door, right? And it says, before you enter, please read these frequently asked questions. And everybody was like, oh, my God, that's so rude, right? But he's like, people ask the stupidest questions. You could probably attest to this, right? And he was like, if you're 40 years old and you don't know what time your lunch break is, then we have a fucking problem. And then he goes, and it's cut traffic by 60%. So you probably get a lot of stupid questions, right? Because I know I do.
Yeah, I just play stupid. Yeah, it's true. Oh, my God. Yeah, did it for years.
That's the same stupid question all the time. It's like just to hear yourself talk. Like, we had a meeting the other day, and this chick, Peggy, never shuts the hell up. She's one of those people, hypothetically, you know, the shit that would never fucking happen in a million years. But she's like, hypothetically. And she's like, does anybody have anything else to say other than Peggy? Like, yeah, really. We's even sick of her shit. It's way far out shit. Like, hypothetically, this is, oh, my God, she's pathetic. Anyway. Who's next, Rez?
Yeah, I'm going to play Wayne real quick. It's been a while. Wayne, if you're listening to replay, call up the show.
I got to get Wayne's phone number. I guess I have it. Maybe I'll find it. Some. I can look.
Sukkot, not scared of the forest. See darkness coming. Will I survive? After last night, I shouldn't be alive. Barely escaped from 20-foot troll. Would have eaten me if not for this hole. Was warned not to enter the forbidden land. Thought how bad could it be? I'm a big man. Walked in brave, without a care. Right before dusk, ran from a bear. Lost sword when climbing a tree. I thought for sure bear had me. Troll scooped up bear, bit it in half. If I wasn't so scared, I would have laughed. Troll was finishing meal, I ran like hell. Made inside a cave. As he got near, I could tell. Ran to a huge snake. Started to hiss. Troll reached in, grabbed snake, twist. Pulled snake out, about 30 foot long. If not for a snake, I would have been gone. I stayed in the cave. I didn't go out all day. Saw a buzzard taller than me. Wasn't trying to play. Thought best chance would be right before dark. Forest looked serene like a city park. Looked around, then off I ran, trying to stay low. What was in front of me, I didn't know. I heard a loud noise up on the tall hillside. It was too late. I kept running, nowhere to hide. I ran under a tree, except it was a huge bird. Looked at me coldly. Didn't say a word. I took off right, thought something to pinch. Came to a dead stop. Couldn't move an inch. That's when the bird took on my leg, up to the knee. Bird raised his head, swallowed part of me. I grabbed a branch, pulled hard. It hurt to lift. It was all I could do to roll over the cliff. Landed hard on a tree branch, was dangling. Lost lots of blood, hard to breathe, strangling. Glanced around to see where I was at. 8 foot below was a 100-pound rat. Giant bird head was looking over. Pissed. Rat moving in. I wonder if I'll be missed. In?
Right. This was classic Wayne. You have a trip into the forest and everything goes wrong. In this case, wilderness is acting slightly more violent than usual, or is that normal? But we're just fortunate enough not to notice. And the poet describes that type of chaotic behavior in very eloquent, selective wording. But on a personal note, it was just last week, I was going around the block, and a bat just started flying all around me. I was a bit startled for a second. It was going to bite, and I developed rabies, and I'm hoping none of the neighbors are really vampires. But other than that, I'm perfectly fine. Thanks, Wayne. And Rack, what would you like to comment on this piece, Scare of the Forest?
He's too scared to answer.
Maybe he's on mute or went somewhere else for a second.
Yeah,
Zappa,
maybe.
Would you like to comment on Wayne?
Basically, a modern version of David Thoreau. Actually, kind of cool. Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
You know what was good about this? The music was perfect in the background.
Nice.
The music
was
really good. Yeah.
Francine, would you like to comment on Wayne?
Yes, I liked Wayne's poem. I saw that it was about, I know it was about the forest. It seemed like everything was bigger than life in this forest, especially this 30-foot snake hole and this giant snake that came out. Like, that's one of my biggest fears is snakes. But him describing that 30-foot snake hole and some giant snake was enough to scare me out of my wits. And then he talked about a raven size of a man.
I think it was a raven, or some sort of a bird that was the size of a man. I said, oh, that's kind of scary. So I thought, and his voice is just great with that music behind him. Just set me in a very scary mood. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, that was a good touch of horror there. It reminds me of a B-rated 70s movie, but I can't remember the title I watched, where there was that similar element of the supernatural in the backwoods that I guess even a man combined with a gigantic bird would be the predator or the serial killer, a recurring theme of Wayne.
Maybe Ooh. He saw that movie.
No. He comes up with that stuff. It's all original there.
Yeah, I love the music behind it, because when it got faster, he got faster. When it got slower, he got slower. Like, he timed it perfect. Usually people aren't that good, or it's too loud, I can't hear it, or something like that. But it's kind of, he reads it, you don't know if he's serious, if he's joking, and that's what's funny about Wayne, because he can read anything from hilarious to sentimental. And if he does read something sentimental, people are always like, oh, but he's like, stay low, stay calm, you know? It wasn't where it was supposed to be. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And then he's going down, he's talking about the bear. And he's, like, totally nonchalant about it. Like, yeah, it's just a bear, you know, no big deal. And he's, like, back in his house. Like, only he could tell the story where you'd like, you could actually see it. You could see him doing it. Because anybody else, you'd be like, okay, that's weird. But for Wayne, it just works because he's quirky and funny and fun. And that's one thing I love about him. So, and I like the music. He always has the right music for every poem that he does, so. Yeah, good job there, Wayne, as always. We miss you. I'm gonna find your number so I can get you back over here. And he's so supportive of every group, too.
Yes, JoJo and him, that's scratching the brain. And I guess you can proceed with the next writer. I was hoping
that... I read on the website, by the way. I read on the Blog Talk website that this was the last month for Poetic Slice of Life, that they're not going to do their show anymore. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I saw on the website.
No, I don't know anything about that, but yeah, those listening, check it out. All the replays, Poetic Slice of Life, they're definitely hard in there for the last several years at Poetry.
Yeah, and if you need
blogging,
a place to go, we're open, available.
Stephen K., yeah. That would be your West.
So, yeah. You know, people get used to calling, writing poetry and all that. So I guess they need a break, or maybe they're moving on. That's, you know, I hope that's good. You know, hopefully they're happy. And that's all that matters. Because I know they love poetry, and they've been very supportive.
Yeah, Stephen K.
The caller there,
right? They're definitely hardcore at loving it. And being a patron of the arts, and we need more of that here in culture, that it doesn't become a dying art form, poetry. So anyone who wants to support the cause, join the movement, and start hitting those metaphors. Zappa, do you have anything for the night?
I get cold. Oh, my
yeah. Wait, Rack, did you want to comment on Wayne?
I was just saying I get culture from my yogurt. I love Wayne, you know, going out to the forest like that. He's great. yeah.
Wayne, you just can't help but love the dude. He just, oh, my God. He's
with
so...
Wayne, yeah, you never know if the horror is real or he's just telling a joke, and that works for him. Really,
I like about him,
though.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
A rocket scientist, for real. I mean, come on, but you'd never know. He's just too damn funny. Not that he's stupid, because he's a brain, but he just would never get so low key, low maintenance, low, you know, that's what I like about him. There's a caller, Raz.
I'm not seeing that call. Bring him in, please, Boop. You got one on the line?
What's up? Let's go see. Hello?
Who's this, Ghostly?
This DJ Smack to the HOE on the 412.
DJ Smackle? Oh, how you doing, sir? Good to have you here.
Well, Betty, what's up?
Again. on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
What up, boo? What y'all talking about?
Word up. And I guess
still trying to figure out how the radio works.
You'll take the next turn, DJ. We had one of the callers on the line who was next in line, and then there will be you. But Zappa, did you finally find the material you want to present?
I wasn't even paying attention, y'all.
Letting you know
I was
so
sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay.
I guess I could dig something up and throw it on the board. Should I throw it on the board, or I mean, I don't have to.
We're not even there to see a board, but you know.
Okay, gotcha.
Whatever, the piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Uno momento. Give me a couple of moments. Be right back.
Yeah.
Floor is yours.
Use Cherished for me when you get around to it. Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. I'll do Cherished after Zappa for you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Good God, man. Good God.
I'm up with something completely.
Y'all want me to read something?
Yeah, if you want to.
One mic, one nation, one soul, whatever. Just kidding.
Whatever.
Go ahead, please.
How about Hours to Hours?
Sounds good.
I wanted
Sounds
you.
Good.
Oh, I wanted you. Cold molasses in my hands. I loved you endlessly. We're a pause in time, my God. Sometimes I wonder if I'm going to hell. Our satchel frozen in time. I love you. And I see in your eyes those beautiful browns. That's my girl. She got beautiful brown eyes.
That's cute. That's short and sweet. Is that what you call her, molasses? Is that you're talking about her, her hair, or her sweetness?
It's just me pretending not to care. Even though I do.
Why would you do that? Well, if you're allowed to care.
That's what you do when you're with someone. You tease them like that, you know? It's like you know better.
You know.
Well, that's really
cute. Yeah, she is beautiful, too. She's a handful. She's got me.
I can only imagine. She got to put up with you. She got to be a handful. No offense.
Got that look.
She got the look.
Oh, that's cute. I thought that. You know, you're really good with the brevities. I gotta say, like you say so much in so little wording, and that's not easy to do. I love the molasses. You know, a pause in time, like. You know, you just want to pause every minute so you could repeat and rewind and spend it with her. That's how it sounds to me, and that sounds like love, and I say good for you. Enjoy it. You know, it's beautiful.
It's been a crazy several months. Teresa's coming down in October from Barnsley, England, and I'm just about to get my passport. I got to go pick up my photo ID and everything tomorrow and stamp it on my passport and get ready to do that thing. But yeah, she just constantly, you know, she's just doing the woman thing, you know, where she just like, I worry about you and I love you, and I love her so much too. I don't need any help, but at the same time I think kind of a little bit, you know, like cold molasses. Pretend not to really care, but you know, we do. We love our women. Our women love us. At least I hope to think so.
Reed.
Many blessings for you, Zappa. Hopefully these opportunities will lead to your greater prosperity and happiness, sir.
Yes, thank you.
And Rack,
thank you so much.
Did you have feedback on this piece?
I was just saying, you know, it's beautiful. You know, I it's cool, you know, the nickname and everything else. It's what you do when you're with someone for a while, you know, you get that inside joke going that everyone looks at you and they're like, you know, how do you say that about her? And you just laugh, you know. That's one of those things where between the two of you, it's like your own language almost, and you get to finish each other's sentences and whatnot. That's beautiful to watch two people when they're together like that.
Oh God, well, yes.
Mhm. Hey, what's your pet name for her, Zaba?
Well, I got a few. Blossom.
Is that it? Blossom.
I named songs after her. I named a song after her one time. Blossom. Her name is Teresa. I call her Tear. Blossom. We can look at each other just in a crowd of people, right? And just make a joke. I just, you know, burst out, "Fuck you!" And she'll look at me and say, "Fuck you too!" And we just start laughing.
She said it with her eyes.
People look at us like weird. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
What about you, Francis?
Exactly. So
true love. If both people could say "fuck you" and laugh, hey, that's good. I like it.
You don't even need words. Your eyes say "fuck you." That's good shit.
19 years, man. 19 years. I just can't believe it. You know,
congratulations.
I did some. Yeah. Good times.
I thought that the nickname was molasses. That was real cute. If I have brown hair and brown eyes, and I think that's, and that you're a warm person. That's a cute.
And a mole on your ass.
Yeah, right. I like it.
And she says, "Fuck you."
I miss that ghost you say.
The words everyone longs to hear.
That's right.
DJ Smackahoe, would you like to comment on Zappa's piece?
What up? Give me a minute. I'm
twice the same thing. You can say "F you" and then say "I love you" in the same sentence.
Give me a second. I'm
still eating.
Okay,
no, we do it. I swear to God, we do it. I mean, it's just crazy, you know. And when you know somebody, you know, when you've known somebody for just so long, too, it's just, you know, it's eye contact at that point. You know, it's just like, it's almost reading your mind.
Yeah, and that's good stuff right there, because that's when you know you're really close with somebody. See, some people, sometimes families, or whoever it is, they harp on it and harp on it. Like, in my house, we'd be like, "Hey, you were an asshole last night. Stop being a dick." And then the next day, we'd be like, "That's it. It's done. I love you." But my husband's family used to never let me live it down. Like, 8 years later, they're still bringing shit up. You know, that's kind of what you do. You're supposed to be able to say that to somebody you love and care about, just like a friend. But, you know, a lot of people get all offended and this and that. If you're going to get offended, you probably shouldn't be married.
You know what? She's my best friend. I'm not going to lie to you. She's my best friend. I knew her husband. I mean, we're all friends and stuff, you know, back in the day. Her husband passed on and stuff now. And, yeah.
Like her when she was married to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Little crush that you never, okay, that's cute. At least you're honest.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, you know.
No,
I wouldn't do that. Never known he cheated or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, and it just we blossomed. We grew. We grew into a thing.
What's that? Somebody's alarm's going off.
Fire.
It's your wife. She hears, her ears are burning. What are you talking about?
Most likely. Most likely, man.
That's hilarious. Francine, did you comment for Zep? I think you did, right?
It was lovely. Lovely, short, and sweet.
Always good. So DJ's eaten, so we're going to go to Rax poem, and then we'll do DJ since he's I don't want to rush him in. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to
put that in
here. I'm getting it. Thank you, Zappa, and thanks for always coming and hanging out. By the way, your wife, she writes poetry too, right? you said?
Yeah,
there goes Rack. He's about to play his song. I hope he comes. I mean,
she's actually a children's author. She does children's books and stuff. She's definitely
cool.
In the field of autism too. But yeah, she writes children's books. Very good. I mean, she's got the touch. I really don't have the touch, you know. I mean, all I can do is just write a little free verse from time to time and mess it up. But yeah, she can really.
Kids books, I mean, are so easy to write. They're not. To keep children entertained is not easy. Well, so Rack dropped. Hopefully he'll come back. So I'm not going to play his, but I am going to play something else that YDJ's Eaten that I love, love, love. I don't know if you guys heard this, but I think maybe Francine, you haven't, maybe you have, but hopefully I can find it. Let's see.
Wow.
I think it's called, I know who, he's got a lot of stuff on here. I think this might be it right here. I think. Let's see. If not, I'll find either this one or...
Killer bees mating with killer Asian hornets. How will this new interracial interspecies...
I'll have to go through all of these ones, I think.
That kind of reminds me of Mexican killer bees on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Mexican
I'm looking
killer
for
bees.
Blue one. I forgot the name, but I'm going to have to go through and see if I can find it. Let's see. I think he's got... I know if I see the title. It's really good. I thought it was that one, Hysteria, but maybe not. I'll find it. Anyway, how about you read yours, Raz?
Mating Rituals of Zebras.
Might be it right here. Hold on. Let me see. I know it as soon as I hear it.
Falling against amber winds, splashing flecks of color dew against my cheeks. The top sequence serenity sky is passing across tepid peaks. Tattooed, pursued, ink bonded, glued, the ever desired hue no other can undo. I remain astonished what woke and accomplished. No one is honest, keeping all that is promised. Not the calmest sea travels, but set sail nonetheless. Quite the modest inspiration, but I digress and acquiesce. Raging river, breaching rainbow shores of seaweed, collapsing beneath ruby red gorge of cleavage. Squalls of effervescence seeping from pristine pores. Forever I am, indisputably, ineffably, indelibly, yours.
Love that. Francine, good one, huh?
I couldn't make it out. A lot of the words, I didn't hear it clearly. I don't know if it was my phone or...
Yeah,
I couldn't hear it good.
It's so... Well, when you go back on All Poetry, or you look... Well, I'll send you the name, but it's just really good. Too bad the recording's kind of crappy. Usually his recordings are really good, too. That sucks.
I couldn't hear the words clear. I tried to make the volume high, low. I still couldn't hear it.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to fix it and see if I can do anything. It's called Harmonious Hurricane. Unless Zappa, you could maybe go to Gonzo's page and get it. I mean, if you...
Which line was that?
It's called Harmonious Hurricane from Gonzo. But it's really good. It's really good. And one of the reasons why it's so good is because he doesn't really write stuff like this that much. It's very romantic. I mean, that surprised the hell out of me when I heard this one, because he never writes stuff like this. So is, you know, but and then his recording, the performance, all of it's so good. I don't even know if he's still on the slate. I know it's been on the front page and everything else. Could you hear it, Zappa, or not really?
I have one word, one big word. Lysergic acid of diethylamide.
Oh, God,
man, that's fucking badass. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's yeah. Do you think maybe you could grab it, Zappa? Or I don't know if he's even still on the site, but it'd be worth the read. I mean, if we could. You don't have to right now. I'm just saying it'd be worth it here to actually have Francine actually hear it. It's just really good. Anyway, first of all, the voice, that's obviously not his voice, right? It's like a machine. But when the first time I heard the voice, I was like, whoa, because usually the computer or whatever, the voice thing sounds like so robotic, but that sounds really good. But, you know, this is just the way, the rhyme, inner rhyme and all that, tattooed, bonded, glued, destined, no one can undo. Like, it's just honest admiration, you know. And then the ending is the best part, I think, indelibly. And then he stops at yours. Like, it's just, I think it's romantic, beautiful, sexy, all of that. So, I'll see if I can find it. Anyway, did you want to read yours, Raz?
Yeah, I had a comment on that piece. It sounded like what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, but you're mine. And I passionate people become in love relationships, so I liked what I heard there from Gonzo. But actually, is DJ Smack the host still there? Wasn't he going to do his piece?
I thought Smack's rack dropped. I thought he would call back, but are you ready? Oh, he's in
the
building. Are you ready now, my friend?
I guess I can spin a piece for
you. By
y'all.
The way, I'm at home. I got your song if you wanted. I don't know if you wanted to play music or you wanted to do a...
play that shit. Play that shit. And I'll spin another one after that.
Okay. All right. I got to... Okay. So let me get my... I'm going to get... See if I can put on my Bluetooth this time. I can do that because I'm using a different phone. That's good. Okay, so let me get it real quick. How about in the interim you play something in the song or something, Raz, while I get DJs?
Connected.
Play a different piece for now? Yeah, all right. I'll check out what we have in the studio. Why not try, a bit of Rob Cohen maybe? Yeah.
Not a song.
So,
poem, not a song.
Right. I'm scrolling up and down, and here he is in this classic piece, She Shines Electric, Rob.
Oh.
She Shines Electric, a poem inspired by Walt Whitman. There's a vibrance at the base of her sculpted structure, holding the workhorse load with floating seahorse bursts of weightless pirouettes. Often sharing the same space as those dusty places, nonetheless still deserving of the tension relieving and knotting between my forefinger and thumb, as well as the finest mustard resource-formed luxuries furrowed out of the ground she walks upon, pouring onto those treasure pegs a blended perfume of Madagascan vanilla, Indian agarwood, Turkish rose, frankincense and sandalwood out of a terracotta vase with two Eros figures painted in red. I use my hair in Mary Magdalene fashion to delicately polish Her Majesty's pillars from the soft crevices in between pedicured toes, sliding under the arch and around the ankle traffic circle, gliding up her calves to a touch of soft firm equilibrium. In kneeling submission, the finger-hiked road meets a heaven-sent bend where I follow pleasure's sense, more serene than the Chapman's Peak drive, aimed towards a saturated sky at the crossroad collision of enticing, slithering, python-gripped eyes. Victoria falls, weeps in green-faced shame, with a life-giving potion reigns, awaiting the gravity-challenging boatman who rows upstream for his would-be queen, where wrists twist and bend around extended curves, hand in glove they cradle handles with a fitting feeling of an artisan's tools, each finger seamless into an expecting groove. Furnace that powers the electricity, emitting an irradiant afterglow which lights up my life, and converted manger room which asks for fuel to feed at least two, depending on how many lodgers book a stay, as seeds bloom into fruit in the wonder of her womb, adding another generational ring to the tree for another season. Desired by every man to summit and master, her spine is the staircase of a tower, which my digger load of nails plough in devourments. In winter stress and torments, I find sanctuary in the nest where I lay my head to rest in the embrace of her chest, while in scorching passion of summer's hottest day, jewel drops of sweat sprouting from the same fountain tame my heat-stroke bewilderment in splash of fulfillment. Balance between temples, where she wears the crown jewel, which could power a thousand stations, each smile with enough charge to cause an earthquake off the scale and reverse the motion of rotation. She shines electric through my entire life, light in the darkness behind my window eyes. She shines electric, breathing rhythmic life into the machine circuit pumping my nucleus. She shines electric.
Yes, and this one is definitely good each time. I consider it vintage. And, yeah, it's someone who has a complete mastery of language when describing this subject matter. They go in depth. It's a representation of more than one theology all thrown out there in a poetic manifold. Thank you very much, Rob Cohen, for the recording. And, Dean, would you like to comment on this piece by Mr. Rob Cohen, ma'am?
I wish I had the written in front of me, because there was a lot of parts that I liked, and it's hard to bring them, you know, remember them. But I enjoyed the part where he was describing the perfume or the scent of the person that he was describing. It was about five or six different ways that he described it, and the mixture of different things. Vanilla and lilac.
Candlewood, vanilla, the Frank, frankincense.
There were so many. It was beautiful, beautiful description. And I felt that it was a love poem of sorts. It seemed like he kept saying about the electric, that she was creating the spark. I think that he really...
Did you hear what he said? He's going to wipe her feet with his hair in Mary Magdalene fashion?
It just sounded so gorgeous. There were so many pieces that I loved, but I can't recall them. All in all, I thought it was terrific. I don't know. I didn't get the part that you said, Raz, about the theology. I'm not sure I caught that. I was more or less entranced with the woman that he was describing and his love or what she did
to him. It's a long poem. Don't feel so bad.
It is
deep. And
it is really beautiful. Beautiful poem. Beautifully written. The language was unbelievable. That's why I wish it was written, you know, like I could see it, because some of the words I wasn't even sure of the meaning, but just
yeah,
beautiful.
You could go to a page
on
pages in the front page.
Rob Cohen, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. That was a beautiful one.
And what about you, Zappa? What would you like to say on this by Mr. Cohen?
Sex and sweat. I sing the body electric. Very cool, man. Very cool.
Yes, that would be Whitman again, who spent an entire lifetime writing Leaves of Grass, of which the notoriety has spread for hundreds of years. Which takes us over to DJ Smackerhoof. Are you there, sir? Quiet on that end of the line.
That's weird. I wonder where he went. He was just right here. Maybe he just went to the restroom or something. I see him on the board still. Yeah, he'll be back. I think he's multitasking.
I'm right here. Who you talking about, me?
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, what'd you think of the poem? Any comments?
I shine. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. She shines electric. Effective. Sometimes he gets reckless. Now check this. Don't ever disrespect him. Yeah, I like that. That was dope. He signs electric. That was deep right there. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
To my homeboy that fit that. That shit was dope.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And y'all saw that new update at Clubhouse. There's no more hallways. It's just leave voice notes and find chat.
That whole thing is
randomly.
A mess over there, but guys, it's only beta testing until Tuesday. So it's very important. I'm going to leave you the link that you leave your comments and what they need to fix, because they're gonna try to do this shit. And if, you know, nobody can complain. If you don't say anything about it, then you don't have a right to complain. So people need to speak up and speak to them, tell them what's wrong with it, because there's a lot wrong with what they did over there. And they didn't even ask anybody. It's fucked up. The whole voice thing is a mess. The whole thing's a mess. But that's a whole other story.
No, that was outrage. Every member I saw the first day and even days later, they were like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's and they did it overnight. They did an update. They didn't tell nobody. That's an understatement. They totally rearranged the entire thing. I'll send you the forms so you can fill it out and send them in what you don't like about it so we don't get stuck with this shit. Nobody knows where to do anymore, you know. So I guess Rack isn't coming back, so I'm going to play DJ's song here, and then we can see what's up after that. So this is okay, I think it's coming up. Let's see if we can hear it on my
live in the
back. Okay, so here we go. This is DJ Smackaho. And the song is called, I think it's called From the Streets, right? I believe it is. Okay, let's see. Hopefully. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes, sir. I'm from the streets, nigga. And it's all hood that keeps my heater on my person in the all black hood. I'm from the streets, nigga. What you thought it was sweet, but you know about that feel, nigga. 413, yeah, the streets, nigga. That's the shit that I'm on. There's real niggas in your presence. Please don't throw for your law. I'm from the street, nigga. Even though my style is a bird, I happen to rap. I smack a cat right now when that's word. Yo, I get busy on instrumentals. I'm major league, never little. I break them seeds of quarters in the ass of the hospital. You squeak like a bag of fiddles with pitiful rap. Perhaps I slap this cat in black with his own cat. It's back to strap. Just for situations like this. Give me your knife, fuck a beat and watch you murder this shit. Just call it a hit. Enter this on the enemy side. I'm ready to ride. Don't fuck with me, you never survive. I shout at your pride. It grinds all you suckers to set. I smack them seeds off and say some motherfucker you rap. Don't disrespect. I'm checking every nigga that does. We can do this in the ring of witnesses with no gloves. I'm showing no love on bars off the end of your coat. And if you provoke, that's when y'all niggas see gun smoke. I'm rocking the boat. I'm making suckers walk the place. I drop bombs on your shit is guaranteed the same. I'm built like a tank, equipped plus I'm ready to blast. Springfield, Lincoln City, rolling up with the mask. I'm snatching the cash and dash. I can never be touched. I don't give a fuck about you suckers trying to act tough. I'm calling your bluff. Don't trust. I ain't playing no games. If you a cop or a roast, either way it's the rage. So lay on the page. Cause when it's bloody roar, I rave. I'm fresh out the field and free like a runaway slave. I'm from the streets, nigga. Believe that it's all hood. I keep my heater on my person in my all-black hood. I'm from the streets, nigga. What you thought it was sweet, but you know about that feel, nigga. 413, yeah, the streets, nigga. That's the shit that I'm on. There's real niggas in your presence. Please don't throw me your law. I'm from the streets, nigga. Even though my style is superb, I happen to rap. I smack the cat right now when that's word. I'm from the street. Y'all niggas ain't ready for the style of a vibe to release. I'm a fucking madman. I'm more just call me a beast. Y'all niggas talking out the side of your neck and your teeth. I would smack a but y'all niggas might hold a police. I'm a fucking kill, nigga, reppin' my city to death. The world is mine and the rest of y'all niggas is gay. Y'all spittin' bullshit on the mic and I ain't impressed. I take it back to 85 and make it so fresh. Yes, I'm doing this, niggas could never ruin this. 413, I be the Springfield hooligan, shooting this. I'm hotter than most of y'all niggas out. Now your time is running out. Consider this the countdown with my staff. It's exotic, my nigga. If you got the clientele, I got the product, my nigga. I'm wallin' up liquor, smoking on the elk with the bricker. You got problems with the team, yo, I'm coming to get you. I'm from in the kitchen, nigga. Believe it, it's all hood. I keep my heater on my person in my all-black hood. I'm from the streets, nigga. What you thought it was sweet? What you know about that field, nigga? 413, yeah, the streets, nigga. That's the shit that I'm on. There's real niggas in your presence, please, so don't be alone. I'm from the streets, nigga. Even though my style is superb, I happen to rap. I smack a cat right now when that's word. I'm from the streets, nigga.
I don't know who that was, but that nigga was dope.
I know, right?
Dope. Yeah. That was fire.
Hey, his autograph. Yes.
Definitely. It had all the vibes of underground hip hop. Loved it, that track. Loved it. And Francine, would you like to comment on
That was definitely underground hip hop for sure. I heard plenty of that when I was teaching. It was really good. And
you could understand that's a good thing.
I couldn't understand it all, but a few things that I did hear was you think you're tough, you think you're rough, you know. So what do you think? You know, you think that, but that doesn't mean anybody else thinks that. Kind of came out, and he didn't care who you were or what you were. Just had to be real. Hard to get, you know, catch a lot of the words. I couldn't really make out everything that he was saying, but I got the feeling that it was a definite upsetment with the way things are going, and just, you know, really wanted to see some change. That was the general feeling. I got.
Real, that's pretty much. You know, like, shit, it was fucking fake. What'd you say, Zappa?
I'm going to tell
there,
you
Zappa?
What he said. Huh? He said, I'm from the streets, nigga. Believe that it's all hood. I keep my heater on my person in the all-black hood. I'm from the streets, nigga. What you thought it was sweet? What you know about that feel, nigga? 413, yeah, the streets, nigga. That's the shit that I'm on. There's real niggas in your presence. Please, so don't be alone. I'm from the streets, nigga. Even though my style is superb, I happen to rap. I smack a cat right now when that's word. I'm from the streets, nigga. That's what it said. And he also said.
Oh, that was there.
He also said.
Yes.
He also said, y'all niggas ain't ready for the style I'm about to release. I'm a fucking madman, a monster, just call me your beast. Y'all niggas talking out the side of your neck and your teeth. I would smack them, but y'all niggas might call the police. I'm a fucking field nigga repping my city to death. The world is mine since the rest of y'all niggas is guests. Y'all spitting bullshit on the mic, and I ain't impressed. I take it back to 85 and make it some fresh. Yes, I'm doing this. Niggas could never ruin this. 413, I be the Springfield hooligan. True to this, I'm hotter than most of y'all niggas out. Now your time is running out. Consider this the countdown, because my staff is exotic, my nigga. If you got the clientele, I got the product, my nigga. I'm wilding off liquor, smoking on the L to the brick. And you got problems with the TA, yo, I'm coming to get you. I'm from the streets, nigga. Believe that it's all hood. I keep my heater on my person in the all black hood. That's what the nigga said.
Wow, you duplicated him really well.
That's good.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, fucking be real, man up, or get the fuck out of my way. And I'm not afraid of you. I'm all hood. I got my heater on my person. Like, you know, I'm not playing. So I don't want to start shit with you. I don't really want to cause trouble, but if it's got to go there, then we could go there. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you, you know, basically. And straight up way of saying it, in my opinion, you know. And it's perfectly rhymed, and the cadence is really good, and the meter is good. I mean, you know, rap is poetry. Poetry is rap, so in my opinion. So you did a good job there. Thank you. Zappa, what'd you think?
Now that was a 4-4 cut time. Incapation is pretty good. Wild in the streets, man. Wild was in survival mode. Sometimes you got to do that. We got to do that.
And the 4-1-3 is Maryland, right? Or
do what? 4-1-3?
No, that's Springfield, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Oh, you can't.
It's about an hour away from Boston and an hour and 45 minutes away from New York. So we right in the middle.
Okay, that's cool. And it's true that it's, you know, it's like not a good part of town. Remember when that person said, oh, you live in Massachusetts, bro? Like, that's not even fucking a big deal. Yes, it is. Obviously, you haven't been to Massachusetts, idiot. It's pretty dangerous.
We're crossing,
you know,
tracks. Oh, God. That's open boxing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty tough, man.
Like, come on, hello, have you even been paying attention? So, yeah, that was a good job, my friend. Did you want to read a poem, too, or you want us to come back around? Or
you come back around, I'll drop the, I hit you with the murder when you come back around.
Okay. Thanks for bringing us the street cred tonight for all of us honkies over here. I'm just kidding.
That's why I saw love everywhere.
Bro.
You know, I can say that to you. Most people get really offended, but okay, so Raz, you wanna read yours?
Yeah, I'll read a piece. And this comes from my personal backlogs. Here's Redo the 60. What's the new 60? Judas and the ever-popular St. Paul bring the roof down on fire at Galactica. Sensitive material, take a south side and east riding elongated trip to deliver the content package. A little bird told me it didn't know a lie from truth, flying over a wedding dress in the ring. Higher power aside, I have the joyous pride at the diversity of opinions to American mentalities compared to the Chinese isolation policy, thermal heat, drought, every other house without a real estate license, a serial killer in purgatory, I pray, while Michelle is resurrected alive and the all casualties are punishing Remembrance Day's worth. Battleship cruiser are on the Asian Strait coordinating for artificial reality. Psychedelic experience with the kitchen placemat on the dining room foyer, steel red and dark blue are oh so wavery, spacey. Tinseltown was this famous when the bunny jumped out of the being rubbed scene. American Gothica, Stanley tending Matt's food intent at bookyarding. Actuate two negatives to positive. Gamma ray beam is speed bumpy. Sunspots on the Barbara Richardson calendar girl days. The Buddha is always consistently happy. Allie, come home. I need you. To mailman often doesn't spiritual divorce. Ghost of Hiroshima lit five, the nuclear gameplay. Pill bopper, filigree. Where's the honey, sugar bear? And peace.
Where's the honey sugar bear? Damn you, why can't you read something ever? So ever, just easy.
yeah, really.
I don't think that he has anything like that other than most poetry. It's pretty easy to decipher. Sugar bear. Damn. And this one I really wish I could see because you're like necessary. Zappa, can you got any help for me?
I'll give it a go.
Pardon me, I was on mute. There's a Buddhist saying, I think, all the world is suffering. And it really is. It really is. But you know what? Our lives are fleeting anyways. And I think that's why it makes love just that much better. But yeah, all the world is suffering. That's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Good poem.
Thanks. I don't
know. Is that what you're saying,
Raz?
All the world is suffering?
Yeah. No, because I have like two Buddha statues, and you know, since I'm constantly on medication, they start like changing forms and shape. And then I remember there's an old legend about Buddha in which he's always happy because the whole world's an illusion. And so since we're just a little too obsessed by our natural psychology, we don't see into that kind of peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that makes sense then. That's a good description then. Always so deep, and the metaphors and so much. I mean, I just would want to know where you come up with. It's so unique and creative. People that, you know, if anyone's ever told you can't write, they're a liar, because you can. They just don't get it. You know, it's always deep. Yeah, I admire your brain, Francine.
Well, I thought that he was talking about life in general, because he went from Christianity to Buddhism to Japan, and where'd we go from there? And then it was talk about war, talk about peacetime. It seemed like you were all over the place. So I just felt like you were talking about life in general and all the different ways we can go. I don't know if I'm anywhere near it, but that was what I took from it.
That was there, yes, definitely.
But I liked it. Even though I didn't understand a lot of it, I still liked it.
Thanks, Francine.
I had a good rhythm. You're welcome.
I would actually be just, like, really bummed out if I actually read one of your poems and then I got it right away, because then I just wouldn't be you. I mean, of course, the love poems are pretty easy to get. But other than that, yeah, I'd probably be disappointed in myself. Like, hey, wait a minute, you're slipping a little bit. No, never mind. I was going to ask, deciding which one to read. I was looking for a different one, but I'm fooling around. I can't find what I'm looking for. I don't know if you want to play somebody else, or did you have anybody? Maybe,
yeah.
You know what, let's play Rex, even though he's not here.
Sound,
at least do that for
right.
Our friend. He wanted a particular one, let's play it. Oh, we got two people on hold.
I don't see those holds. I don't have them on the board.
Devin,
hey, baby boo.
Hey, what's up?
Well,
how are you?
This is T Adams.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm good.
Good. Nice to hear you.
I heard your last broadcast. Sounds like you was having a little situation going on with the Blog Talk people, and I realized, I said, let me go check on my girl.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
I remember the conversation we had, actually. We'll have to chat after this. You were right.
So I said, let me step on back in and put some more power under the situation, you know, because looks like they're trying to take you through something. You've been with them too long for them to play with your intelligence. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And anyway, we're still rising. They're not going to pull us.
You know, and I heard your last piece on the piano, and I'm like, you're getting more and more powerful, girl.
Oh, thank you so much.
I remember, you know, it was like the conversation we had. It was like, you know, some, you know, people that you were presenting your creativity to was trying to explain to you that you wasn't, you know, ready for it. And I was like, listen, it's all about your heart and your feelings and your creativity. And ain't nobody outside of you supposed to be telling you how to run your ability. And I told you to keep going, because another man's treasure is another man's trash, and it's all about connecting to the right person in the music industry so they can see your vision with you and it's not about one person's opinion. And I see that you kept going, and it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I was like, get it, girl. So I just wanted to come back and just check in and let you know, the love ain't gone nowhere. I'm always real, baby. That's just how I am.
Thanks so much. That means so much to me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll talk after, hopefully. And hey, Dave. Yeah, you can read a poem, too. Feel free to read a poem. Hey, Dave, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. I'm a little bit late.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, you're here. That's all that matters. So if you guys want to grab a poem, you guys grab a poem. We're going to just play something of Rax because he's not here, but he wanted to hear it, so I want to respect my friend and play his poem because he's always supporting us. So this is Rax, if I find it. And we'll do you guys.
Down with you. I got me one.
I know, you're ready. You come locked and loaded.
That's how you
do it. I got one, too.
Okay, so I'll do Rack first, and then I'll go with you guys, okay? He left, but I just wanted to play this poem since he always supports us. So here we go. This is Rack, Cherished.
Cherished by Raconteur. You had no intention of making it easy, offering little hope to an arrogant smartass seeking your affection. The harder you tried to prove that you were broken, the more certain I was I'd uncovered perfection. I don't bother with hellos that only lead to contentious goodbyes, accumulating salinated droplets that fall indiscriminately from once placid eyes. My bones crack and pop like a geriatric clock as I wander the wreckage of a life come undone, searching for that which was once beautiful, but now only serves to blot out the sun. Convinced there will come a moment to justify the pain, somehow reigniting that spark, nurturing it gently to a roaring flame. Hanging on to what once was, despite knowing things will never be the same, even if we can't repair the devastation, trying will never be in vain. Our future may be written in the stars, but it's our choice to walk together. Tell me you want me by your side, and it's there I will remain forever. End poem.
Yes, and definitely eternal vows, just like the matrimony that never dies, straight up to heaven. Thank you very much, Zach. And Dave, would you like to comment on this piece by Raconteur?
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of anguish in this poem, you know. But I like the way he addressed it, and you know, he's telling just exactly how he feels. That's pretty courageous. Are anybody's part, especially when you're involved in a relationship with somebody and it ends. That's always a really hard pill to swallow. And I thought he expressed himself really well in this poem. It's a really good write.
Good. Yes, all the good stuff. Francine, what would you like to say about this piece?
I think that it's beautiful. I mean, he starts out and he tells of how his relationship has gone to pot. And he's not sure whether he can repair it or if she wants to repair it or together they can do something. But he's at the end says that, you know, I'll walk with you forever if we can figure this out. And I just loved it. I loved the optimism. And I thought it was wonderful.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Zappa, would you like to give some feedback?
You know what? it's almost as if it's like the REM song, it's the end of the world as we know it, you know, and we think that. We really do. And love, oh my God, it's, even though it's the end of the world, you know, it's hard to explain. It's just hard to explain. It's really hard to explain. I really relate to this. I really relate to that poem. I really do. That's good.
I can see where you're going with that. Yeah. There's plenty of ways the world's transforming right now after the COVID-19 virus and future's uncertain. But we do know that on an unconscious level, all these human beings connect into one and the same species. At least that's what I'm reading, what you're getting back here as the underlying message of love in general human philosophy. Thanks, Zappa. What about you, DJ? Did you catch that by Iraq?
Right.
Yeah, he's gone. And who was the other caller in the studio? Who?
Have her tell you. You remember. Oh. I call her Mama, but I don't think, you know, she's going to go ask that name. Are you there?
Mama?
Yeah.
Oh.
How do I address you, ma'am?
Okay, well, Cherish to me was is deeper than the form of admiration that's really on the surface. So we're going into that stage where they have become someone's biggest fan in spite of, you know, all the situations that's going on with their relationship. Says whoever he's talking about is not making it easy for him to get so close. It's almost like a beautiful holographic love affair that's going on. But he's in deep. He's in real deep with it, and he said he ain't going nowhere. So, you know, that's that's power.
Feels is another story.
That's it. Beautiful disaster, even.
And how she feels may be a different story, you know, because it seems like he's broken because, he uncovered perfection, but he doesn't want another goodbye, you know, and his bones are cracking and popping and, like, you know, he's hurting so much. His life has come undone. And I think he said the blood by that blocks the sun or something, like, whoa. And he wants to justify the pain, but he really can't justify. I think that's a serious heartbreak, and yeah, I know that the person that hurt him, she must have really done a job because he's got so many poems about it, you know. And who's perfect anyway? Nobody, right? But, you know, the person they're not going to swear to you, they're not going to say goodbye, it's forever, blah, blah, and they leave you again, and you're like, fuck, now what? Here we are again.
If kids are involved, though, it's just a family unit. I mean, you just got to buck up, you know. I hate to say it like that, but it's just the truth. It sucks.
It sucks.
But, yeah.
That's one of those loves, that what they call it. That's a relationship, a prison without walls. You understand?
Yeah.
You can't get out, and you're in love, and it hurts. It's a prison without walls.
Yeah.
That's interesting. The mention of prison without walls reminds me of alien zoo theory, in which we're all being imprisoned right now by extraterrestrial life forms, but don't know why we're on this planet. Where do we go from
the zoo hypothesis?
Are you going to go with Mama or Dave?
No, we're going to go. Let the ladies first, and then Dave. I'll go after.
Oh, Dave. So you want me to do this now? I'm trying to figure out
my
what
lady.
My name is.
You're up, my lady. Yep.
Okay.
Mama.
Let's talk about love a little bit.
One of the best readers ever, by the way. Here we go.
I want to talk about love a little bit because we're losing it a lot, and it's coming into some areas that's making us real bitter cold. It's changing this world, as we can see. We're having more destruction than anything else on all levels of our lives. And so it's not really about the love that you're giving to a relationship of a man and a woman, or, you know, two people of the same sex in general. But there's the spark of it is turning us somewhat animalistic. We don't really care about what we do to one another and how much we hurt each other. As long as we get what we want, it's becoming selfish instead of selfless, and it's turning this world upside down in many directions. So I wrote this poem, if you ever change your mind, because a lot of people are giving up on love, relationships, and in the emotion itself. And it says, love has hurt you many times. You say love is a mental prison, man-made matrix program design. And you're tired of searching for something that's so hard to find. Your point is well validated, point taken indeed. For love is a multiple of experiences that is sparked by a planted seed. You see, love is a teacher, the rarest kind, located through the inner pathways of the conscious mind. And all who travel this road must respect the cautious signs. To enter love's greatest, love's gates, reduce your speed. Anxious is not the way, for what we must follow before we can lead. The measure of the student's contempt of fool's paradise, who comes to the gates of love with the intent of mischief, deceit, and lies, must first learn to come to the gates of love with transparency as clear as glass. For this student, without this too, will never pass. For this student will end up skinned knees, head lumps, and flat on his ass. Once you learn love, real love will appear. For love is the great rewarder of only the hearts that are sincere. Once you learn love in all its ins and outs, and realize that love is the mere reflection of whatever you're all about. For you are love, and love is you. Take this thought seriously before these gates you go through. Then love does not treat all men the same. So don't hate the player. Hate the game. Just like Monopoly, there are winners and losers. And for this, there's no shame. So face your fears and your demons and let your love light shine. I'll be waiting for you on the other side of love's gate if you ever change your mind. I.T. Poetry. Rest at peace.
What an amazing read.
Yeah, that was definitely a category of its own storm. It just shook up and down the coastline of those shores of freedom. Thank you very much, Mama. And Francine, would you please comment on this piece for us so we have some more feedback?
Yes, what a beautiful poem, Mama, that was. I really thought that you said a lot about love. And I like the part where you said about love coming from a sincere place. Person has to be sincere in order to show their love and be loving.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, you can build up the karma of negativity by meddling with someone's heart and treating them like they're not important. But the thing about
is
you build up karma that eventually you're going to meet your match, because every bad man is dead, and somebody's going to come along and break your heart too. So what goes around comes around. So if you come to love with the sincerity of truth, because love is truth coming directly from the Creator himself, the experiences changes to its most purified position, and you'll get the best out of it. If you go in the front door with the wrong way, you're going to leave out the wrong way. Everybody is going to have to learn.
Yes, that was very true. And the other thing that I liked was when you said that each person is love and that we have to accept people as love. And that's something that we don't think about. You know, a lot of people walk around with negativity and really bad attitudes and
wonder why they're single.
Yeah, they don't realize.
Well, listen, look at your mama and your daddy. Majority of us that are in this room right now, the love affair started with our mamas and our daddies, and they were in love when the conception started. So at your best, in your most oriented position, you are love. You came from the love of those two people that were in that moment.
That's right.
And so you are love. You don't have to, people say, well, I'm looking for love. Love finds you. And it finds you in the condition of your heart and your mind at that time. If you're in a negative state, it's going to bring you the same thing that you are. If you're in a positive state, it's going to bring you the same thing that you are. And just because you're battered and bruised does not mean there's anything wrong with love. That means there's something wrong with the people that you pick. But inside, to lose your love is to lose a part of yourself. If you allow another person to haunt you and take you away from the position of your original self, you've allowed them to rearrange you, and your house becomes haunted, which is your temple. And you should not allow anybody to do that, especially if they have done something wrong to you. The best way to fight back is the sweet revenge is getting a better person than you had before. Learn from love and understand the caution signs when you see it. And just like the brother said, I'm in too deep on Cherish. He said, she's like a holograph, in and out, fading in and out. I can't get away from her. I love her too much and so forth and so on. He's exactly seeing the signs that somebody's not in as deep as he is, but he's still going on with the program. You know, he's headed for Heartbreak Hotel, but you know what? He's going down that road.
Right.
But you got to have the equality of it has to be balanced. You got to actions speak louder than words. We got to see what a person is really about through their actions, not what they're saying. You know, if you see those signs, those are the red signs. Those are the red flags. It's time to jump bail and get out of there before you crash and burn.
You're right.
Ignore the red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you're wonderful.
Poem, you know, it talks, you know, I love when you talk about the gates, you know, like the gates of love. You got to be transparent. You got to be honest. You got to come with who you are, basically, and be honest and forthright. And a lot of people aren't. You have to respect the cautious signs, you know, those red flags that we ignore, because how many times do we ignore them so often? And then you look back later and you go, oh, God, I was an idiot. And it is a mental prison, a man-made mental prison, like you said, and of your own doing most of the time. You know, and you get to the point where you're like, you know, but love's also, you're also saying love is beautiful, too. I love when you talk about the gates. It reminds me of heaven. And you'll be waiting on the other side for that person. That's romantic and beautiful. We
That's
all wish to have something like that. You know? Mm-hmm. It's very beautifully worded. And you read, I love the way you read. Your delivery is amazing every time.
It's a battlefield, but you can get through the other side. It's just like it's a war when you're trying to learn it because you're young. You don't know what you're doing, but you want it. But the whole thing about it is once you learn the ins and out of, you know which one is a match for you and which one isn't. But you learn from your mistakes. You can't really give up on it because it's a piece of you. You were born into it. You can't throw it away. And when you start throwing it away, you start self-destructing. And everyone around you starts self-destructing because they're in your environment. And that's what's happening to all of us. We're losing love, and that particular emotion is making us cold and dangerous.
Agreed. Thank you so much. Are you? Hope you're sticking around. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm going nowhere.
All right.
I have some for you too, Dave. When you're done.
Okay.
Well, we tackled that for quite a while, even if it's just two commenters. Why don't we move on to Dave?
We are doing Dave. That's what I'm saying. Dave's ready. Ready, Dave. And then
I'm ready. Okay.
Hit me.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This one's called, I wrote this a while back, and it's kind of mathy and geeky and stuff, but it's a way I understand things when I'm studying it. So this one's called Zora Mathematica, I guess. Anyhow, it goes like this. She is Spanish in her origin, her mathematical florigen. She lies still as stone. She lies all alone. Her eyes flit in computations, analytical foundations. She's a child of higher mathematics, countenance in purple kinematics. She sees the square root of -1, imaginary numbers all undone. Her collection of complex numbers behind her enchanting eyes slumbers. Scarcely breathing, she lies. Her lips flutter. She tries. David, the dark mother, asked me, if only you can try to see the square root of eternity, our prime factors of infinity, logarithmic base in light years, the edge of the universe, I fear. God's program spoken asymptotically as reality approaches infinity, the infinite curvature of space-time gently caresses the lines of mankind. Entropy's tiger on its leash sublimes, only to be turned loose by Father Time. Destruction pounds against the walls, rarely getting loose before being reined back in. She said to me, I cannot control the tiger, this terrible child of H.R. Geiger. Be still its rage, only to be petted, reined in by the speed of light, abetted. And then she began to stir. Tears from those limitless eyes were running as rivers down her ashen face, falling upon her breast, vanished without a trace. Cotton candy and gunpowder lilting near this fragrance to me so familiar and dear. The dark mother spoke to me in sub-octaves, gravitational waves shaking the space-time queen's perspective. David, my man, is she not beautiful? My queen of mathematical dutiful. She is the oracle of all arithmetic. Answers not to all those that would bootlick. Bespoken her wisdom not so easy to learn. Savage to all those that think it's easy to earn. But then you know all of this, don't you, my man? Red-shifted laughter across the light years never planned. God, I so love my beautiful queen, the truest woman has ever been. She loves to tease me. She loves to please me. She shows me things because I believe in her, these things from God in those times that were and in all those times that are. As limits approach so near yet so far, these asymptotic parallelisms near zero, incomprehensible to the anti-hero. Did you get all of this, my man? More queens teasing to me, you understand. End poem.
Well,
yes, and this person seems very apt mathematically. I think it's these kinds of thinkers which are on the forefront of computer science. You take all the equations and then you add it up to zero again in order for the systems to fluctuate. A good, valid point about science, Dave. And what do you think of this, Mama?
Oh, man, I like it. I like it a lot. He went there. I mean, it's a lot of wordplay going on in this point. And I want to let you know, I mean, that's your creative side coming out, and you're putting the pieces together. And when you put it all together, this puzzle fits into a perfect picture. And basically, it almost seems like he said the girl is into the zero of mathematics and the zero in the quantum physics of mathematics goes all the way back to the beginning origin of the creator himself. So the girl must be deep, you know. And it says it's a flavor. The flavor is Spanish, and she is female. It says it was a child of higher mathematics, but when we understand the beginning stages of ABC, we go all the way back to the rhythm of numbers, because in the beginning stages we did not have the alphabet. The alphabets are derivative of the numbers. And in the spiritual world, it is spoken through numerology. It is not spoken through the alphabet, which is a man-made substance. And it says the square root of eternity, which is absolutely the infinity. So I was digging that, you know. And it says she was the dark mother. Ooh, it gives me the impression that sounds like you have to learn her love in order to earn her love, if you can understand that, you know. And it's like her love sounds like when you get in, you in. But one thing you better understand is you playing her game, baby.
Dave, she got your poem perfect.
Your game, baby. You playing her game. That's what's up.
You were listening, my dear.
That's cool.
And Coletta don't come at all.
That's awesome.
And Francine, would you like to comment on this piece, my dear prophet?
Sure. I didn't get as much as Mama did, though. I tell you, that was magnificent, Mama. Your talk about this poem.
The poem whisperer over here.
Really? I thought it was a little bit strange. I was thinking first
people
it was
strange.
About a calculator. The wrong way. When I first heard you reading it, I thought it was about a calculator, and you were personifying it. And then as I kept listening, I realized there was a woman involved and that she was a beautiful woman, and she was a Spanish woman, I take it, and she had a lot of love in her heart. And she must have come from a very intelligent place, a very high place. And
Dave likes brunettes, likes dark hair women.
So she could have been a brunette. Okay, and she maybe had dark eyes, too. We don't know, but we'll just guess. But she sounded very intelligent, very beautiful, and very mysterious, and I would say very sophisticated. And the mathematical, I wasn't exactly sure about the mathematical part, though, if that was part of the picture of her, or if it meant more like numeral, what's the word I'm looking for? Not numeral.
Yeah. Dave, would you consider yourself a sapiosexual, Dave?
What's that? Yeah,
you're
well,
you know.
Come on now. Come on now.
I'm just saying, you get turned on by intelligent women.
He meant the zero mathematics. In quantum physics, you're going into the zero field. That's what he said.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, you like
no.
intelligent.
I saw that.
Can I speak? This poem was written. This poem has bits and pieces of calculus thrown in it. Talk about asymptotes. That's a point where two lines almost touch each other, and limits. It's just it has imaginary numbers in it. The product of the square root of -1 is I. It's the number I. It's an imaginary number, and it's part of a complex number system. I just wrote it because this stuff was running around my head, and the Dark Mother is a character of mine. Who knows who she is? And she has these handmaidens like this Zora Mathematica and some other ones. And she's just a character that I developed. I do a lot of astrophotography and stuff. I'm an amateur astronomer, and I look up at the sky a lot. And I developed this character called the Dark Mother. And she really likes me and loves me because I look up at her every night and study it, and it's kind of spellbinding when you look at it from that perspective. So anyway, it's just something I threw together, picture prompt.
Thing. Get down, Dave. Get down.
Yeah. I hear the black
voice. Gemma.
Right now.
Oh shit! Oh my God, you're too much, Zappa. What'd you think of that? And never mind. I know you're a smart guy, so you deserve.
Theoretically speaking, from a philosophical point of view, I was just thinking spooky action at a distance. I don't know for a fact. And I'm just thinking neutrinos, and I just get hungry thinking about that. Yeah, man, it's pretty cool.
Where did neutrinos come from?
Thanks, Jeff. I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, neutrinos. it's really good.
Tasty little massless particles that run at the speed of light.
I know you don't really give a shit. So, but you are turned on by intelligent woman, am I right?
Yes, very much.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's all I wanted to say. I know the Dark Mother, you know, I know about her. That's sort of like your muse, you know, and creative person. But, you know, you see her, I think you see her staring up, you know, and then you think about eternity. And then what you described in the mathematical part of it, like those lines, it kind of reminds me of those, like, two ships passing the night. You know, they almost meet, they almost intersect, but they never quite get there. So you're forever wondering what if. You can't tame a child. I think you said you can't take it from a child or tame a child. And I love, 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 you should make your own fragrance of cotton candy and gunpowder. I say this every time. I can see the bottle already made.
Mm.
I mean,
dangerous and alarming at the same time. Ow.
Yes,
right,
cotton candy and gunpowder, because you use it a lot in a lot of your poetry. And the bottle.
In the military, I think they call it line of sight, too. Yeah.
Yeah, just... cool concept, the whole thing, cotton candy gunpowder. Imagine what that smells. And you're saying she's sweet and she's hot all at the same time, you know. And then, you know, you said that she trusts you because you believe in her. Isn't that what every woman wants, you know, for their mate to believe in them, you know? And mathematicals, listening, loving, and supporting. Very beautifully said and intelligently said, you know. So thank you.
Yeah,
and Dave, I won't.
Yeah,
the
woman bats her eyes, and the guys melt. It was like, okay.
With the cotton candy and gunpowder, you're like, what is that smell? I can't tell.
Dave,
this is for you, and I won't play the whole thing. But here you go, at your request.
What's
hopefully
that?
Hopefully, this is going to come out right. I was going to play something for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the one you. Get the point. He just repeats right after that.
Wow, but you got me in tears.
Yeah,
holy shit. That was perfect. It's just perfect, man. It's as good as she does it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. I know you wanted to hear it, so I was going to read my poem now, and then we'll be done, I think. So this is called Filtered, okay? Filtered down daily from dreamscapes into reveries, a prophesied resurrection by the wanton warmth of an ancient tongue, circling the tip of sinful intentions, sensual sacred sermons, your divine body is a temple of my eternal worship. I'll pen you a molten memoir in a smoky sinful lullaby, the monochromatic majesty of lace and blinded sight, until your breath upon my nape unties me from the iron gates and frees me as your warm release fulfills my crystalline dreams. Somewhere between exalted sinner and archangel, slide beneath my shadows and steal my sanctity. Come show me salvation, hold me accountable, reawaken my vines that run through the root of me. Orgasmic treasures that hail of hollowed summer moons, embraced like the autumn that came and went too soon. Sound of your poetic breath leaves me to fall apart like the fragile frost of February. Now I melt at your existence. Without you, I become this brutal and brassy bark of trees, of an old ancient tree. Together, revitalized in ocean's embrace, came to life, falling deeper into you in languid lust of my existence. Place my trembling body in a preordained grave. Kneel before me as my knees buckle and you acquire all that I seek and all that I am. Feel the texture of liquidated love, savor on the taste of dreams lingering on our tongue. Revel at my gaze of satisfaction from the remnants marveled against tattooed poetic flesh. Now I'm a silken mirror inside and out and forever cherished as my hallowed earth and I, your dutiful gardener. End poem.
Wow.
What? Holy cow.
Yes, Boo, that was amazing. And
was.
I like the turn there at the ending with the metaphor as to which one is bringing forth more of the other person than they had previously known. Dave, would you like to comment on this by Boo?
Yes, I would. First of all, I was in church today, believe it or not, and I was sitting there next to some friends of mine, and I don't know, somehow Boo came up, and all I know was it was a picture of my Oldsmobile with Boo's image on the front of it, and this friend of mine asked me, he says, did you paint that on your old day? And I go, no. I said, that's a Photoshop deal. And he says, well, who is that? I says, that's Miss Little Boo. I said, that's her pen name. That's what we call her. And he says, what's she like? And I said, oh, man. I said, this lady is fierce. I said, she is really fierce, but she's cool. And she's squared away, and she's my longtime friend. And I just had to put this on the Owls and have a little fun with her. And she liked it, I guess. I liked your poem a lot, Boo. It was really, really powerful and really well said. You've improved in your poetry in leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. I just can't believe the difference in it. And I really liked it, the way you wrote this. Really liked what you had to say about it. I thought it was beautiful, just like you were. And, you know, I'll say right now, you're one of the most loyal women I've ever met in my life, and that ain't lost on me, you know, and I just thought it was a beautiful poem coming from a beautiful lady, so way to go.
Thank you so much. I love the picture. I'm going to write a poem for that picture. It's so cool. I'm going to put it somewhere and do something good with it. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely.
I appreciate you. I'll send you a copy of the song, too. Maybe you could do a poem to it or something.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you. Do that, please. Yeah.
Thanks for your support, always.
The car's name is Roxanne, so just so you know.
Oh, I love the name. That's so cool.
And Francine, would you like to comment on Boo?
Yeah, I thought that was amazing, Boo.
That has to be one of the strongest pieces of yours that I've heard. And I really loved it. Very sensuous. A lot of religious images in it. I don't know how to even express what I'm thinking, but there's just so much going on in there. And the feelings of passion between the man and the woman is just very, very underrated, I can't talk tonight. My words are not coming out. It's like so cool. Like, it's not out there. It's very covered. If I can come out with the right word, I'll let you know. But anyway, it's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. I loved
it. I was going to ask Mama a question, and I'm sure I know the answer to this one already, but you know who's, I should say, I guess, what's helped my writing get better is since I've been in the group Wolf Hours. I don't know if you've heard of them. I think you may probably have since you've been around, but they really pushed my pen.
No, you didn't went into the eroticism with a twist, did you? Did you go into eroticism poetry with a twist now? It's a beautiful piece. And you put some creative words in there, some lines in there. I kind of like this one where you were speaking of you're embracing autumn that went too soon. I was like, oh, that's deep. And well, let me see. What's this other one? She said, place my body in a preordained grave. So it was a preordained grave. That grave was already set for you before you got there. So you was ready to lay it down for him, huh?
Yeah.
All right, girl, let me see what you want to do, what you want to do. Where the heart is, the mind goes. That's all right. She said, I'm going to forever cherish you. She says, I'm your beautiful gardener. You're going to garden him if you're going to keep him up or maintain his integrity. I like it.
Thank you. Have you heard of Wolf Hours? Mama?
I haven't.
Oh, I thought you would have.
I've been for a while trying to get some stuff done on my end, and I just bought my second house, so, you know, I've been doing stuff.
No, I was wondering, because, you know, you've been around the scene for a while, so I thought maybe you heard of them.
I stepped out so I could take care of some personal stuff. We said Wolf, what is it?
Wolf Hours. They used to have a show on Blog Talk, too, called Wolf Hours, you know, and it was on for a couple of years, so that's why I thought you might have known it, but it's a poetry group. It's more like, I guess you could call it a way of life, sort of, but it's hardcore, so, yeah, that's what's helped me to get improved. Because I don't consider myself a spoken word artist, not at all, but that's more of what their cup of tea is. So, but, yeah, make sure you, I don't know how I could get you my number. You still have my phone number? It's the same phone number, so you could call me later. Anyway, Zappa, I think you're up next.
No,
yeah,
Zappa,
you have the final word for
me. Because I went MIA. I went MIA on everybody because I wanted to get some things done on my personal life. I was in between, you know, doing stuff and contracts and everything else. I really had to go ahead and focus so that I wouldn't drop the ball. And so,
you guys want to hear something really fucked up? Listen to this. This is a true story. Mama told me before all this stuff went down over here on All Poetry, she told me, just like, and I was pissed off at the time, but I got it. She told me, Boo, I love you, you're talented, but I gotta go right now because the people that are trying to hurt you are standing right in your backyard and you don't even see them.
But
and,
people don't understand
people have that
the impulse. Yeah.
Yes.
I told you. She
was right.
I'm
everything
in fact that I can feel it.
Yes. Right.
I was like, Boo, you ain't going to be able to tell your friends from your foe. And I love you.
Yep.
And I'm going to step away because I want you to know I'm not with them.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And
that's a true friend right there.
I'm
going to step away and let you do it.
Mommy's so right, too. At the end of our days, I honestly believe we can count our friends on, I don't know, a hand, two hands.
Yeah.
Our family unit's a little bit different, of course. You know, we've been over on that one.
I said she gonna figure it out when I'm gone. But at least I gave you a little heads up. I said, Boo, look around. I said, sometimes you got to see in the, not the visible, but in the invisible, because both of them are just as real. And I said, it's not, you know, actions speak louder than words. You need to check some of these people around you. They're not there for your benefit. They're there for their benefit, and that's not cool, because the equality of any particular
right.
relationship has to be balanced with the point where the whole give and take is real. And niggas ain't, and people, they
just, Mama,
you
just,
you know,
said it. You just said it. Givers and
right.
takers. That's all there is.
Right.
You got
right on the money.
Boo,
my mind.
I said, boo, you are a giver. And you need to be around givers. You cannot be around the opposite, because they'll drain you. And I said, I'm not going to be in there. I'm not going to be in there, because after a while it'll make you so paranoid, you can't tell who is who. And then you're going to be starting to lash out, and I'm not going to lose you. I said, I don't want to lose you. And when I heard your boy, I've been...
You said, I'll be back someday.
I told you I'm coming back. But I said, as soon as you figure it out, I'll be back.
Figured it out.
That's what's up.
This is amazing. Were you going to say something, Zappa? Sorry.
You're the last word, Zappa.
I just want to say, I love you. I love you all. Good God. Rock.
You
want to
say your thank you?
I love you.
Aww.
You want to say your stuff, Raz?
All right. I give my acknowledgments for tonight's edition of Public Poetry. Miss Little Boo, Racky Tour, Francine, Anonymous, Lee, Wayne, Gerald, Bo, DJ Smackaho, Rob Cohen, Gonzo, Mama, David Prophet, International Art Societies, Children Born 9/11, my nephew Matthew, Bombs Away, Information Agency, Archive Footage at Miami Beat Sounds, Mirroring DNS, Oakland Block Parties from 2011, Nova with NIAP, Memories of Ginsburg after Hoffman, Memorial Services for Peter Franklin, Cherry Sundays for Hardworking Dads, Hamilton and Jefferson, L.A., Andy Cho at Blog Talk, Casey Jones, 93. Thank you all for coming out here to the show. This has been another edition of Public Poetry. Good night.
Dave, I'm going to use your picture for YouTube, on YouTube, just so you know.
Like open.